Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. A bank says never mind to a $5 fee. Has the power of consumers made a Wall Street powerhouse cry, uncle? Bank error in your favor. Collect what? Well, that's in the fine print on this Wednesday, November 2nd. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Lots of news this morning. Celeste Headlee is off on an adventure on the West Coast for the next couple of weeks. You can find out where. Just go to our Facebook page. And this morning, we have a discussion of In God We Trust. Congress reaffirmed that motto. Why? We'll find out. Bank of America's pain and the consumer's voice. And who can we trust? What are you talking about? That old motto, In God We Trust.
This is John Paul calling from Detroit. I think removing it is a great idea. I think a better motto would be America, an example to the world.
Give us your alternative motto or an update at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's begin with the top stories we're following this morning. And in the last 10 minutes, a judge in London has now rejected an appeal by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange against extradition to Sweden. It clears the way for Assange to be sent to Sweden to answer sex crime allegations. Joining us now is someone who is in the courtroom and who has followed this case very closely. Activist and friend of Julian Assange, Bianca Jagger, joins us from London. Good morning.
Good morning. May I correct two things? First, I was not in the court. I am at home. And second, I am a human rights campaigner who believes in due process, and that's the reason why I haven't spoken about this case.
Absolutely. And as an activist, what do you think the issues are in this case, and why should we think that it more broadly concerns us other than just simply Julian Assange?
Well, whether one supports or doesn't or don't support what Julian Assange has done with WikiLeaks, the important issue here, I think, is due process. Mr. Julian Assange is going to be two justices, Justice Thomas and Justice Osley, had given the green light for Mr. Assange to be extradited to Sweden. But I would like to point out for your audience that Mr. Assange has never been charged in Sweden until now, and therefore it creates a very, very dangerous precedent for people in this country, for people who live in this country as well, that you could be extradited to another country without even being charged. And I hope that he will be allowed to take his case to the Supreme Court.
Human rights activist Bianca Jagger commenting on the development over the last 15 minutes that Julian Assange has lost his appeal against extradition to Sweden and will be sent there to answer sex crime allegations. Assange has denied the charges and, like Bianca Jagger, suggests that the case is politically motivated. To Greece now, where Europe's debt crisis may hinge on voters. Greece's cabinet has given a unanimous backing to a controversial plan to hold a referendum on that European bailout package. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou will hold emergency meetings with French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel today on the sidelines of a G20 summit in France. This member of the Greek parliament tells our partner, the BBC, that Greece's commitment to staying with the euro faces its first big political test now.
We are a metamodern colony in Europe with no national independence, and our prime minister is not Mr. Papandreou. Our real prime minister is Mrs. Merkel. She decides with Mr. Sarkozy what road will Greece follow.
Global markets recorded big drops yesterday, have rebounded somewhat this morning. President Obama heads to France later today for the G20 summit. The FBI has now joined the investigation into MF Global, that bankrupt brokerage firm run by former New Jersey Governor John Corzine. It's a huge withdrawal for Bank of America, dropping plans to charge that $5 monthly fee for debit card purchasers, as we mentioned, after an uproar from consumers and a competitive environment. We'll explore that in just a moment. And the Los Angeles Dodgers now going up for sale. Major League Baseball and team owner Frank McCourt have reached an agreement to sell the team, which filed for bankruptcy protection in June. Want to buy the Dodgers? Hey, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Asian and European markets mixed. Futures up. The Dow starts at 11,657. The S&P opens at 1,218. And the NASDAQ opens at 2606. Fill in the blank for us. Congress yesterday reaffirmed the motto, "In God We Trust." We're going to talk about whether that's sort of top of the agenda these days on Capitol Hill and why. But fill in the blank. If not in God we trust, then what should be the motto? 877-8-MY-TAKE.